Jack Armstrong,
the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Okay, Mr. Sound Effects Man, let her go! Say, did all that noise bring you to your feet? Man, I hope so, because I'm going to give you one of the hottest pieces of news you've ever heard. Yes, it's red hot. So listen with all your ears and don't miss a single word of what I'm going to say. All ready? Okay, here's the great news. General Mills, makers of Wheaties, have decided to make it possible for you to own a genuine Jack Armstrong pedometer. Did you get that? Now you can actually own a genuine Jack Armstrong pedometer, exactly like the one which is playing such an important part in Jack Armstrong's latest radio adventure. Think of it. A scientifically designed mechanical device that measures the distance you walk. You see, the Jack Armstrong pedometer is not a toy. It operates on exactly the same principle, and actual tests have proved that mile for mile is just as accurate as many expensive pedometers used by sportsmen and travelers. Shaped like a large pocket watch, the Jack Armstrong pedometer has a special clip on its back which allows you to fasten the pedometer to your belt or pocket. As you walk, a dial on the face of the pedometer revolves, and the distance you travel is automatically registered in fractions of a mile. It's just what you need for measuring the distance from home to school or the total distance you walk every day. Now, here's all you have to do to make this amazing mechanical instrument your very own. It's so easy, I know you want to order yours tonight and be one of the very first in your neighborhood to own a Jack Armstrong pedometer. Now, just tear the top off one Wheaties package and send it, together with your name and address, and only 10 cents in cash, to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's absolutely all there is to it. But if you want to get in on the ground floor, I advise you to get busy right now. Remember, all you have to do is tear off the top of one Wheaties package and send it, together with your name and address, and 10 cents in cash to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. But don't wait. Get your order for a Jack Armstrong pedometer in the mail tonight. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong had just climbed down a rope to get from a rocky ledge to a mountain stream in the wild hill country of the Zamboanga Peninsula in Mindanao. Jack and Billy are trying to intercept a Moro named Macayo, who is on his way to a cave where hostile tribes have smuggled a supply of rifles to use in an uprising. Uncle Jim and Betty are hidden on that rocky ledge high above the stream, waiting for the return of Malua, who has gone to the cave in disguise to find out what the hostile tribesmen are doing to their prisoner, Lieutenant Rawling. Right now, Jack is steadying the knotted rope against the face of the cliff to assist Billy to climb down. Listen.
I'll hold the rope steady, Billy. That'll keep it from swinging so much against the cliff. There. Does that help any?
I'll see it does, Jack. Boy, for a moment, I felt like the pendulum of a clock.
Yeah, you're almost down. There's a knot in the rope just under your foot. That's the idea. You can almost drop from there.
I'm going to drop down, Jack. How deep is the creek there?
Just about a foot deep, Billy. All right, drop. Did you hurt yourself, Billy?
No, that was nothing. Where's Macayo, Jack? I can't see him.
He's way upstream, Billy. I think he must be walking along the shore. Just past that place where the stream comes through a little gorge. We'll be able to see him soon.
I hope he hasn't seen us yet, Jack. We've got to keep him from getting to that cave.
That's our job, Billy. If he gets to the cave, he'll tell the natives that the Moro peddler is really Malua in disguise. Then he'll make Malua a prisoner along with Lieutenant Rawling.
Well, let's get going, Jack. Oh, what are you going to do with that pedometer?
I'm setting it back, though, Billy.
But why do we need the pedometer now, Jack? Why do you want to know how far we're going
to
walk?
We may have to lead Macayo a merry chase through the hills, Billy. We can't risk getting lost. If we know how far we've gone, we'll know about where we are, even if we don't find the trail. There, it reads zero now. Let's get going to meet Macayo.
Yes, I wish Uncle Jim would really let us try to capture Macayo. You and I could do it by ourselves.
I think we could too, Billy. But there's a chance that he'd get the better of us. We've got to let him see us, and then we've got to let him chase us up the hill and back to the trail.
And then the chase just begins, Jack. We've got to let him chase us along the trail until we lead him to where Uncle Jim is.
So you see, Billy, if he can run faster or longer than you and I, we may have to do something about it.
Jumping Jiminy, Jack, I just had a thought. Carl Ryan and his tribe will be along that trail pretty soon, trying to capture Uncle Jim and Betty and us. What'll we do if we see them?
I know what I'll do, Billy. I'll keep out of their way. If we ever fall into Karang's hands, it'll be just too bad.
Yeah, I'd rather be a prisoner in the cave than a prisoner of Karang's.
Look, Billy, this isn't so bad here. We can find a place to walk along the shore now. Let's get out of this stream.
It suits me, Jack. There are some bushes along the bank, too. It'll be easier to hide from Macayo when he does come in sight.
Here, we can walk along the bank now. We ought to be able to see Macayo any minute.
Holy
Oh, these bushes are thick.
I'd rather be waiting in the stream.
So would I, except for the chance that Micaiah would see us too soon.
Look, Billy, there he comes now.
Where, Jack? I don't see him coming down the stream anywhere.
Look where the stream comes down through the gorge, Billy. He's on the left-hand side, right next to the cliff.
Oh, I see him. Well, he's not far away, Jack. Do you suppose that he can see us?
I don't think so, Billy. We're pretty well camouflaged as long as we stick in these bushes close to the cliff. Don't stop. Let's keep going.
Jack, how are we going to get him to chase us up to the trail? Stupid crickets. I don't even see how we can get to the trail from here.
Wait. I think I see a pretty good place now. There's a sort of gully that comes down the hillside. I'll bet we can use that to get back to the top.
Saltburn catfish, I hope we can. If we can't, we will have to try to capture him.
We'll have to move along faster, Billy. We've got to get to that gully before he does. And he's almost through that gorge now. Let's try running. But watch those bushes. Don't let him trip you. Come on.
He's going to see us in just a second, Jack.
That's all right, Billy. We want him to see us as soon as we get to that gully.
He sees us now, Jack. Look at him. He doesn't know what to think.
He thinks we're running to attack him. Look at him pull out his bolo.
Maybe he won't charge us, Jack. Maybe he'll be glad to see us go up the hill.
He'll chase us all right as soon as he sees that we're running away from him. Say, he's actually coming to meet us. He's not afraid.
Oh, I'm glad we don't have to try to capture him. He looks awfully fierce with that bolo shining in the sun.
Is that gully, Billy? There are lots of loose stones in it. Watch it.
I'll watch it. He won't have any trouble keeping us in sight, Jack. There's not a bush in this gully.
Hurry, Billy. You go first. I'll come right behind you.
Okay. Holy mackerel, this is almost as steep as the cliff. Watch out for these stones I'm kicking loose, Jack.
Now watch him, Billy. That one almost got me. But keep on, Billy. Here comes Micaiah. Hurry.
I'm hurrying. This is one steep gully to climb. Maybe we could kick some stones loose in Mikhail's face.
Listen to Micaiah. I think a couple of stones got him. Boy, is he mad. He's brandishing his bolo at
him. It's all right with me, Jack. He can't climb fast with that bolo in his hand. This gully is a two-handed job.
He's putting the bolo back in his sash, Billy. He means business. Now we'll see how fast the Moro can climb a gully.
I don't think he likes us one bit, Jack.
And neither do I. We'd better not let him catch us.
I'm almost to the top. We'll get there before he can catch up with us, Jack. He's no eagle.
But we've got to get a good lead on him when we get to the trail, Billy. He may be able to run faster than we can.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to do some running then, Jack. Here, pull myself up to the sledge. We'll be on top.
I'll give you a boost, Billy.
Okay.
There you go. Put your foot in this little crevice.
Okay.
That a boy. That's making it.
Here now, Jack. Grab my hand and I'll help pull you up.
Okay, Billy. Wait. There's a thick root I can use to pull myself up. Now, where's Mikhail?
There he is. He's not wasting any time. I wish I had a boulder to push down on top of him.
Well, we've got to find that trail now, Billy. I think it's somewhere in this direction, right through these bushes. Come on.
I hope we can find that trail. We'll stand a fine chance of getting lost if we don't.
Mikhail's reached the top of the cliff, Billy. He's looking around for us.
He sees us now, Jack. He's starting to run after us.
Step on it, Billy. We can't let him catch us before we get back to Uncle Jim.
Open, Jimmy. These bushes are getting thick. We've got to break our way through them. I can hardly run at all.
We've got to run, Billy, or else we've got to stop and fight Mikhail. Say, what's this ahead? It can't be the trail.
Oh, it's a path, Jack. It's an old native footpath.
And it goes parallel to the creek, Billy.
Oh,
it goes
boy.
Right to Uncle Jim and Betty. We'll take it. Now we can really run.
Oh, this is swell, Jack. It's a regular shortcut, Uncle Jim. We'll be there in no time.
Micaiah won't be far behind us either. I hope Uncle Jim and Betty keep out of sight until we get there.
Uncle Jim won't be expecting us to come from this direction, Jack. I wish there was some way that we could let him know.
He'll hear us running, Billy. Don't look back. Keep your eyes ahead, Billy. You'll stumble if you're not careful.
Well, I want to see if Mikhail has his bolo in his hand. He has, Jack. He's thrown his bolo again. Boy, oh boy, that's all I want to know. Watch me run.
Keep it up with you, Billy. Look, I just caught a glimpse of Uncle Jim ahead.
Where? I don't see him.
Well, you can't see him now. He's just behind some bushes, so Mikhail won't see him. But he's preparing a welcome for Mikhail.
Oh, Mikhail's getting on a check. He's getting closer and closer.
We're almost there, Billy. Mikhail can't possibly catch up with us before we get there. Look, Uncle Jim is signaling us from those bushes. He wants us to run in there with him.
I don't see him, Jack.
He wants us to turn in right by that large tree, Billy. You go in first. I'll follow you. And in a few seconds, we'll have Mikhail in there trying to find it. There, you can see Uncle Jim now.
This way, Billy. Turn in here.
Oh, okay, Uncle Jim.
You follow right behind Billy, Jack. Right behind those trees.
Hadn't I better stay here to help you, Uncle Jim?
You can help me after I lasso Mikaio with this rope, Jack. Be quiet. I'll hurry, come.
What's Uncle Jim going to do, Jack?
He's going to lasso Mikaio, Billy. See? He has a lasso all made up.
But he may miss him, Jack.
He won't miss him. Mikaio has to slow up when he comes into these bushes. Now, look sharp, Billy. Just as soon as Uncle Jim lassos him, you and I will jump out and help. But watch out for that bolo.
Jim, are you just bet that I'll watch out for that bolo?
Here he comes.
Oh, he doesn't like this either, Jack. Holy smoke, you see that look he's giving us? Why, there's a dagger in every glance.
Take another turn around his wrist, Jack. That's the way. Now make it fast and I'll get off it.
Yeah, that'll hold him for a while. He won't get to the cave to give Manuel away.
We leave him here for the present, Jack. I want to step over to the edge of the cliff where Betty is and see if Manuel has reached the cave yet. You and Billy come with me.
As long as we keep Mikhail tied up, Manuel should be pretty safe. Mikhail's the only one who knows that Manuel isn't really an old Moro peddler.
Well, don't forget that Gates and Carlion know it, Jack. And it won't be long before Carlion and his men will be here.
We'll hope that the soldiers get here first, Billy. Watch it now as you come out on this rocky ledge. Keep those trees between you and the cave. We don't want those tribesmen to see us.
Uncle Jim, look upstream. Way upstream where the trail comes down to the creek. Holy smoke, there's a whole tribe of natives on the trail. They're coming this way, Uncle Jim.
Those are Carlion's men, Billy. They'll be here in a little while. They'll track us right to this ledge. That means we've got to get to the other side of the cave and try to throw them off our scent. We'll pick up Betty and get started right away. Come on, we haven't a moment to lose.
So Carlion and his men are going to reach the cave before help comes from the soldiers at Zamboanga. That certainly puts Jack and Uncle Jim and the others in a dangerous position. They won't leave the cave as long as Lieutenant Rawlings is a prisoner inside. And if they do remain, Carlion will certainly try to track them down. There's just one place where Jack and the others can hide, and that's a mighty dangerous place, too. Can you guess where it is? Well, you'll find out tomorrow. So listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of the Zamboanga Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Listen, if you want to have some real fun, I want you to do this for me right now. Tear off the top of a Wheaties package and send it, together with one dime, 10 cents in coin, and your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. In just a few days, you'll receive in the mail a genuine Jack Armstrong pedometer. Yes, you'll actually own a scientifically designed mechanical instrument for measuring the distance you walk. So don't wait. Send a Wheaties box top, together with 10 cents in coin, and your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Do it tonight.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the fight for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.